Ashley is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The national news media have not discovered it, but the issue that is bringing out hundreds of citizens who never before attended political meetings is Common Core education standards. More precisely, it is the attempt of Barack Obama's Department of Education to force all states and schools to adopt specified national education standards for each grade level that will dictate what all kids learn and do not learn. Common Core means federal control of school curriculum. That means control by Obama administration left-wing bureaucrats. Federal control will replace all curriculum decisions made by state and local school boards, by state legislatures, by parents, and even Congress, because Obama bypassed Congress using $4 billion of stimulus money to promote Common Core. It's not only public schools that must obey the Fed's dictates. Common Core will control the curriculum of charter schools, private schools, religious schools, Catholic schools, and homeschooling. The control mechanism is the tests. Kids must pass the tests in order to get a high school diploma, admittance to college, or even a GED. If they have not studied a curriculum based on Common Core, they won't score well on the test. Common Core cannot be described as voluntary. Since Common Core is so costly to the states, it's an estimated $15 billion for retraining teachers and the purchase of computers for all kids to take the tests. Common Core is foisted on the locals by a combination of bribes, federal handouts, and as the price for getting a waiver to exempt a state from other obnoxious mandates, such as No Child Left Behind. Don't be under any illusion that Common Core will make kids smarter. The Common Core academic level is lower than what many states use right now.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, September 14th, 2013. We're in the second hour. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com. You can watch and listen to the broadcast all week there. We update the archive. Also, support republicbroadcasting.org. They're making some changes, updating the website. It's a great organization leading the way, in my opinion, here in America, exposing the truth. What a great job John Stadtmuller's done. The staff there, support republicbroadcasting.org. Now, I have an article that came to me from thedailysheep.com. What a great name for a website. The 9/11 false flag attack has propelled a wave of perpetual wars, building a new order based upon chaos. And that's exactly what we've seen if you look back from then to now. And I'm going to give you just a little bit of background, what got me to where I'm at. Then we're going to run down some of the events of 9/11. Next hour, taking your phone calls, we can discuss this or whatever you want to. We can debate the events of 9/11, if you like. You can have your own opinion, but you can't have your own fact. The truth does not have a steering wheel. It takes you wherever it goes. 12 years after the September 11th attacks, Americans are still entangled in perpetual war centered around the Middle East, which have been based in numerous theaters, including Iraq and Afghanistan, Libya, and now most likely Syria. The specter of terrorism still looms, putting supposedly guaranteed civil rights in the back seat and fear in the fast lane. Checkpoints and security measures have accelerated at home in the United States, while a military without a clear mission continues roaming campaigns against supposed hotbeds of terrorist or extremist, carrying out clandestine operations and drone strikes in Pakistan, Yemen, Somalia, Sudan, and other locales, and tense diplomatic relations in countless parts of the globe. In short, the world has never been the same since 9/11. The term itself has been seared into the collective consciousness, never to be forgotten. From the first moments of the attacks on the World Trade Center towers, followed by an attack on the Pentagon, a downed plane in Shanksville, and reports of numerous other hijacked planes and incidents, the truth was essentially thrown out the window. The event, pivotal to the world affairs for the foreseeable future, was based upon perception, a perception that was carefully crafted to captivate a nation and predicate a response. What really happened has never been officially explained or acknowledged, but has been painstakingly pursued by victims, victims' family members, concerned citizens, whistleblowers, government officials, professionals, and alternative media pioneers. The 9/11 truth movement has no single manifestation, but remains driven and defined not by its most prominent voices, but by its mandate to counter a sea of lies and evoke something that establishes the truth. History may well view 9/11 not as the day America was attacked by a foreign terrorist group, but the day the United States, a once great republic defined by its constitution and established respect for individual rights and separation of powers, began to nosedive into decline. Now, we've got groups like Architects and Engineers for 9/11, various awareness campaigns, including Rethink 9/11, have studied the case of World Trade Center 7 from the point of view of physics, science, public policy, and common sense to present an alternative explanation that is considerably closer to reality. Now, the NIST, if this is all new to anyone, which I doubt at this audience, but if you remember back when the much-awaited NIST report came out, I took part in that, submitted a question. You can look at the tapes of the event and ask, were they trying to claim that a 47-story building collapsed, every load-bearing beam collapsed at the exact same micromillisecond so that the building could fall completely to the ground in less than 9 seconds? The answer was, hold on to your seats, yes, it was a phenomenon. Now, just to give you a little bit of a background, on 9/11, I taped the news all day. I did not see World Trade Center 7 fall at 5:20. The next day, I watched the tapes. I watched the tapes of what was actually reported on Flight 93. I watched what the news actually reported because I taped it. And the government's version of events was darn near laughable from what they actually reported that happened. So whether you believe the government's version or whatever you believe about 9/11, this thing right here you can't dispute. Everything changed, and the government used that event to start wars with whomever they choose and take our rights here at home. It worked perfectly, and if you look into it enough to find out that there was war games going on 9/11, exactly like the event, which also was the same thing with the London bombings, the PNAC report, A New Pearl Harbor, which was written by Dick Cheney, Jeb Bush, Paul Wolfowitz, Donald Rumsfeld, Scooter Libby, and Richard Pearl, it unfolded exactly like they said. And we could go down through so many passports of the hijackers found intact. The government's version of events is that the hijacker is carrying his passport, hits the building, his passport magically goes through the ball of fire, through all the rubble, they find it pristine on the ground. I mean, there's so many different things that we could go through. The thermite, steel structures collapsing due to fire, still don't melt at the temperature of fire. If it did, your fire grate would melt when you build a fire. It's incredible, the evidence. And that's why you've got so many architects and engineers that have come out and said it makes no difference. And then World Trade Center 7 being the smoking gun, if you want to look into some actual facts about what happened. Why does the 9/11 truth movement make such a big deal about this? Let me tell you something. I have not got anything but disrespect for being a truther. Once you go out on the 9/11 limb, you're heavily criticized. Even though the facts bear you out and no one can win a debate about what actually happened, you know, World Trade Center 7 not even mentioned in the government's whitewashed 9/11 commission report. If you don't believe, for everyone that's like, well, my government would never do anything like that, please read the Northwoods documents. Please read the Northwoods documents. If you don't know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the Northwoods documents, then come to grips with the fact that you're not educated in the policies of the federal government of the United States and the history of the United States to carry on this debate. It just blows my mind that people have, they have succumbed to the successful indoctrination of their television, believing the lies, regurgitating the lies of television tells them, and that's why the last thing that a lot of people can do is to come to grips with the true reality, as sad as it is, of what happened in 9/11. The Pentagon. I've been to the Pentagon. Cameras everywhere. Everybody with cameras. Nobody got footage of what happened at the Pentagon. Very strange, isn't it? So believe what you will, but if you look at where we're at today with the Commander-in-Chief, Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, practically drooling at the lips to start yet another war and kill innocent civilians in Syria, sadly, the United States military has become the militarized arm of the New World Order. When we come back, U.S. can't prove Assad-approved chemical gas tax, Washington Times. Back in moments.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a 4-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran owned and operated.
And we're back on the alternative media. Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And also I wanted to remind everyone, I'm just thinking of some of the facts from the past. 15 of the 19 hijackers on 9/11 were Saudi Arabian. But there was no push to invade Saudi Arabia. I believe the clip that I played for you earlier explaining how the Federal Reserve, the petrodollar, and those countries that attempt to step off of it is reacted to. And how about the fact that Ron Paul, in questioning the Federal Reserve, said it had zero holdings in gold? Doesn't that make you feel a lot better about your wallet? I'm going to skip around just a little bit. I got a lot of news this week. Washington Times reported U.S. can't prove Assad approved any chemical attacks in Syria. U.S. intelligence has yet to uncover evidence that Syrian President Assad directly ordered any chemical attacks last month on civilians. Though the consensus inside the U.S. agencies and Congress is that members of Assad's inner circle likely gave the command. Officials tell the Washington Times the gap in the intelligence has raised debate in some corners of the wider intelligence community about whether Assad has full control of his army and their arsenal of chemical missiles, which most likely would be treasured by terrorist groups known to be operating in Syria, said officials who spoke only on the condition of anonymity. So, you know, what we've got here is the Russian government is saying that there's not enough evidence. The United Nations is saying there's not enough evidence. But the Nobel Peace Prize winner is saying there's plenty of evidence. Time to go to war. We've got to save the children. We are such humanitarians. Now, I want to remind everyone of a little clip back on 60 Minutes. Madeleine Albright was asked if the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children was worth it. We're talking about the first attack in Iraq, the first war in Iraq, and then the sanctions. Let's listen to what the great humanitarian Madeleine Albright had to say about the attacks and the deaths of 500,000 Iraqi children.
We have heard that 500,000 children have died. I mean, that's more children than died in Hiroshima. And you know, is the price worth it? I think this is a very hard choice, but we think the price is worth it.
The price is worth it. These are the great humanitarians. It's just unbelievable, you know, and that is from May 12th, 1996. They didn't deny that they had killed 500,000 children in Iraq. Is there any wonder, fellow American, why there is hatred in this region for our government? Could you imagine if 500,000 of our children had been killed in the last 2 decades, which this happened between 93 and 96, the outrage and hatred. There's a little thing called blowback. When you go around the world and you point a gun at people and you tell them to be this way or that way, or you're going to bomb them, it incites hatred. And why we find that strange, I don't know. Now, while the Nobel Peace Prize winner is telling us that we've got to get involved for humanitarian reasons and back the so-called rebels in Syria, Global Research this past week reported Al-Qaeda-linked terrorists in Syria have beheaded all 24 Syrian passengers traveling from Tatras in northeast Syria, among them a mother of a 40-day-year-old infant. Gunman from the terrorist Islamic State of Iraq stopped the bus on the road and killed everyone before setting the bus on fire, according to media reports. The attack was carried out because the passengers, who were from 3 different villages, supported Kurdish groups, which formed recently to defend Kurdish population against anti-Syrian terrorists. Bodies of the mother and her 40-day-year-old infant were also seen among the dead, which were recognized by their relatives. This is the U.S.-backed terrorist carrying this out. This is your tax monies at work in a conflict that most Americans don't understand. And I think it's important that we report that, because it's by design confusing. Now, I wanted to get into a story this past week. Syria, just another domino in the New World Order, and that's really what we're seeing. This is all by design. And this was well written by Bob Livingston. It is part of the general pattern of misguided policy that our country is now geared to an arms economy, which was bred in the artificially induced psychosis of the war hysteria and nurtured upon an incessant propaganda of fear, while such an economy may produce a sense of seemingly prosperity for the moment, it rests on its illusionary foundation of complete unreliability and renders among our political leaders almost a greater fear of peace than is their fear of war. That was General Douglas MacArthur. Quietly slipping by unnoticed under the din surrounding the Obamacare train wreck, National Security Agency snooping, Internal Revenue Service targeting of conservatives, Benghazi, and the host of other scandals and criminality perpetrated upon Americans by the undocumented White House alien and his psychopath elected class enablers, was an important date in U.S. history, August 7th, 1990. What is its significance? It was the beginning of George H.W. Bush's New World Order, which it turns out is perpetual war on behalf of Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the United States petrodollar. On that date, the American Republic was laid on the altar of the military-industrial complex and American empire and sacrificed for something much more important to the moneyed elites than the American people. U.S. combat troops first arrived in Saudi Arabia on that date, which was just days after the Iraq Republican Guard made mincemeat of the Kuwait military and Iraq annexed the tiny oil kingdom, which thanks to U.S.-developed technology had been stealing oil from Iraq by slant drilling and began threatening the House of Saud. Bush, tied for many years via his CIA-backed Zapata oil interest and the Council on Foreign Relations to the Saudi and Kuwaiti royal families, was the right man in the right place at the right time for the establishment of the New World Order. On January 17, 1991, with a host of military assets from the United States and a coalition of Western and Islamic countries firmly in place, the perpetual war began with an aerial bombardment designed to soften up Iraqi troops. The United States has been at war ever since. Realize there is a generation now of Americans who have never seen their country really at peace. Isn't that an interesting perspective? After making short work, the ground campaign lasted all of 100 hours. Of the supposedly fearsome Iraqi Republican Guard, Bush and Bill Clinton after him spent the next 12 years bombing Iraqi targets, destroying Iraq's infrastructure, and causing the deaths of as many as 500,000 Iraqi children under the United Nations. That was the clip I just played for you. 1996, Madeleine Aldim saying that the deaths of 500,000 children was worth it. We're coming up on a break. We'll continue with this next hour, taking your phone calls. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
concentration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
We're back with the Alternative Media Fair in the studio saying, I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist. Running down a little bit of the information that maybe fell out the memory hole. Do you remember on September 10th, 2001, Donald Rumsfeld giving a press conference saying $2.3 trillion was missing from the Pentagon budget? Then September 11th happened, and you never heard anything more about that again. Back to the article. And then came 9/11, the false flag operation designed to send the war and propaganda machine into high gear and kickstart the process that had been languishing far longer than the planners envisioned. Our government has kept us in perpetual state of fear, kept us in continuous stampede of patriotic fervor with the cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it by furnishing the exorbitant funds demanded. Yet in retrospect, these disasters seem never to have happened. Seem never to have been quite real. Another quote by General Douglas MacArthur. There are so many questions about 9/11 that remain unanswered and, except for by a discerning few, largely unasked. In the hours after the Twin Towers and Building 7 collapsed in New York, about 1,000 Muslims and as many as 200 Israelis were rounded up and taken into custody by the feds. The fact that Israelis were caught in the dragnet in connection to the 9/11 attacks was glossed over by the mainstream media, except for Carl Cameron, then of Fox News. He produced a four-part series that showed a number of the Israelis rounded up had prior knowledge of the attacks and were tracking those implicated in the hijackings. Cameron's reports have since been scrubbed by Fox's website, but can be viewed. These facts were confirmed by German weekly Die Zeit and Salon. Also omitted were the ties between powerful Saudi interests, including the royal family, Muhammad Atta, and the 11 hijackers, while the American security apparatus was letting Saudis with ties to the accused terrorists and the royal family escape the U.S. via chartered flights. During a time when all flights into and out of the country were supposedly grounded, it was working to cover known ties that Bush administration and officials and other elites could come in and out of the government, including Representatives Dennis Hastert, Dan Burton, Roy Blunt, Bob Livingston. According to FBI whistleblower Sybil Edmonds, 10 days after 9/11, General Wesley Clark went to the Pentagon to see Secretary of Defense Rumsfeld. While there, he spoke to a general who told him there would be an attack on Iraq 6 weeks later. That same general told Clark of a memo indicating there were plans being drawn up to destroy the regimes of 7 countries in 5 years, including Syria, Libya, and Iran. Those plans were formed many before, Clark says, because it was then he recalled a 1991 meeting which he had with the Undersecretary of Defense, Paul Wolfowitz, who told him Operation Desert Storm had shown military brass that the United States could make war on anyone it pleased and that it was time to clean up the old Soviet Middle East client state, including Syria and Iran, before another superpower came along. Wolfowitz said it would happen within the next 10 years. President Barack Obama is driving us to war with Syria because he is doing the will of his global masters. Congress, even if it has the will, is probably powerless to stop it. Political language is designed to make lies sound truthful and murder respectable and to give an appearance of solidity to pure mind. George Orwell. I thought that was an interesting article. Some of the other things about 9/11, remember Larry Silverstein's insurance policies? Policies valued at $3.5 billion, double indemnity, in case of a terrorist attack. September 6, 2001, airline stocks, the shorting of airline stocks. Some made as much as 285 times their average. I mean, there is just so many different things that didn't add up about the event of 9/11. I've got a clip on the website I want to play just a little bit of here. Ben Swan, Rethink 9/11. And you can watch it in its entirety. It's the video on the bottom right. Here we go.
Did you know a third tower fell on 9/11? That sign is today right above Times Square here in New York City. It was placed there through donations to a group called Rethink 9/11. It's a global campaign that spans from Australia to Canada, from San Francisco to right here in New York City. So what is Rethink 9/11? And candidly, wouldn't only fringe people still question what happened on 9/11? Well, perhaps not. Today we're going to release to you results of a brand new poll that show that more and more Americans are rethinking what happened on 9/11. And increasingly, more people are saying they do not believe the government's version of events. The first step toward truth is to be informed. Today here at Ground Zero in New York City, there stands a new North Tower, sometimes called the Freedom Tower, and a new Building 7, sitting approximately where the old Building 7 once stood. Americans have also promised to never forget what happened September 11, 2001, along with the rest of the world. But to not forget does not mean that we do not rethink what we've been told. Rethink 9/11 is the first ever global 9/11 anniversary campaign, sponsored by a coalition of more than 40 organizations. Rethink 9/11 is placing ads in 11 major cities around the world this September 2013. According to architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, there is much to rethink when it comes to that rectangular building right there. That is the new Building 7, it stands a little bit smaller, but relatively where World Trade Center 7 once stood. That third building, the third to come down on September 11th, yet most people don't remember it. To be clear, controversies about Building 7 have long been the source of fodder, if you will, for so-called conspiracy theorists. In 2008, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, released its long-awaited report on the collapse of World Trade Center 7. The lead investigator, Shyam Sunder, told journalists,
World Trade Center 7 collapsed because of fires fueled by office furnishings. It did not collapse from explosives or from fuel oil fires.
We really have a new kind of progressive collapse that we have discovered here, which is a fire-induced progressive collapse.
As of today, 2,000 professional architects and engineers from around the world have come out to say that the NIST claim that Building 7 came down as a result of simple office fires is not only untrue, it's not possible. What's more, that no skyscraper in history has ever come down that way. Take a look. The way Building 7 fell was without the building tipping or rocking. And that in order to fall like this, a building could only come down if all the internal columns supporting that building were to give way at the same time. Engineering is a technical field, but most of us would know this as a controlled demolition. To better understand the claims of architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, I talked with Tony Zambotti, a mechanical design engineer with 27 years of experience in the aerospace and communications industries, and one of those 2,000 engineers calling for a new independent investigation into the collapse of Building 7 and the World Trade Center towers.
What a legitimate investigation would have done would have been to interrogate anybody who had access to those interiors. I'm not talking about office people. I'm talking about
contractors,
security people, contractors, those type of people. That's never been done. That has never been done.
And I was going to ask you that, too. Is that ultimately the goal here, is to get, I've heard, to get an independent investigation?
Yeah, well, I think our government is responsible to do that, although we would want it to be on board.
And okay, we're going to be coming up on a break, but if this is new to you, please look at that, watch the video in its entirety, because the government's story about what happened to World Trade Center 7 is laughable, it is a canard, it is unbelievable, and I really thought I was making VHS copies of the news that I reported on September 11th and passing them out, the same video that you can see of the Flight 93 rare footage that's on my website. If you haven't seen that, you will see that at Flight 93, there's no plane at the crash. There's no bodies. There's no seats. There's no nothing. There's a smoking hole. Everywhere else in the world, when a plane crashes, there's a plane. So you can go through all of it and think whatever you want to, believe whatever you want to. Completely up to you. I'm saying if it's news to you, investigate it for yourself, because this is why we're here today. This is what got us here today. This is how they have incrementally taken our rights today, got us in this perpetual war mentality, because we're supposed to stay scared to death of the terrorist. It has worked so successfully for them. We're coming up on a break. Guess what? The Obamacare regulations are 8 times longer than the Bible. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
We're back on the alternative media. The website's alternativemedia.org, thealternativemedia.com. And this story coming in from CNS News. Now, you know, we're some of Obamacare is going into place in October. CNS News reporting, since March 2010, when President Obama signed the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. I love the way they named them, Patient Protection and Affordable Care. And its companion health care and education reconciliation act, the administration has published in the Federal Register 109 final regulations governing how Obamacare will be implemented. These regulations add up to 10,516 pages in the Federal Register, or more than eight times as many pages as there are in the Bloomberg Bible, which has 642 two-sided leaves or 1,286 pages. Using the regulations.gov website and the Federal Register itself, CNSnews.com found 109 district regulations for the implementation of the PPACA and the healthcare-related provisions of the HCERA that had been finalized by various government agencies and published in the Federal Register as of September 9, 2013. The Federal Register publishes documents including proposed rules, notices, interim rules, corrections, drafts, final rules. But the CNS.com tabulation included only final rules for the implementation of Obamacare. The 109 final Obamacare rules that have been published in the Federal Register so far again, are 10,516 pages. These pages average roughly about 1,000 words each. So the final Obamacare regulations published so far amount to about 10,516 words. Wow. How about that? This is only an approximation now, of course, because some pages in the Federal Register can carry more words than others, and some regulations end in the beginning or the middle of a page. The final Obamacare rules that have been published so far range from the regulations for implementing an excise tax on tanning services to a 546-page regulation on hospital payment systems to a 196-page regulation on electronic health records, revisions to Medicare, and an 111-page regulation. Also include the regulation for implementation of the health insurance premium subsidy that will go in to American households that earn less than 400% of the federal poverty level and buy their insurance through government-run exchanges. The Department of Health and Human Services filed the majority of the regulations, but other federal agencies that have filed final Obamacare regulations include the Department of Labor, the Internal Revenue Service, the Office of Personnel Management, the Food and Drug Administration, the Department of Defense, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, and the Social Security Administration, and the Veterans Affairs Association. Wow. 10 million words is what we're going to be looking at. Who will ever, this will be the most unbelievable bureaucratic nightmare that's ever been unleashed on humanity. And the left hand will never know what the right hand's doing. It will all be by design. And unfortunately, when you've got a federal government that can't run the post office, can't run the economy, can't run the deficit, can't run Social Security, has really been a failure at everything they try to do except war, then God help us all. Because my faith is weak that the Republicrats are going to do anything about it. I know Virginia Fox said they've tried 40 times, but apparently it's been 40 failures. So we shall see as we move forward. The Monsanto Protection Act, quietly extended by Congress, had to go to Russia today to get this information because none of the lapdog prostituted mainstream media is going to cover this. A budget provision protecting genetically modified seeds from litigation in the face of health risk was extended for 3 months in an approved U.S. House of Representatives spending bill this past Tuesday called the Monsanto Protection Act. By opponents, the budget riders, shields biotech behemoths like Monsanto, Cargill, and others from the threat of lawsuits and bars federal courts from intervening in to force an end to the sale of GMO foods, even if genetically engineered products cause damaging health effects. The biotech rider first made news in March when it was a last-minute addition to the successfully passed House Agricultural Appropriations Bill for 2013, a short-term funding bill that was approved to avoid federal government shutdown. The current three-month extension is part of a short-term FY14 continuing resolution spending bill. The Center for Food Safety, a vocal opponent of the rider, released a statement expressing dismay that the measure was once again avoided proper legislative process while usurping the power to challenge GMO products in court. Can you say the fix is in? The rider represents an unprecedented attack on U.S. judicial review, which is an essential element of U.S. law and provides a critical check on government decisions that may negatively impact human health, the environment, or livelihoods, they wrote. They don't care. This also raises potential jurisdictional concerns with the Senate Agricultural and Judiciary Committees that merit hearings by the committees before its consideration. Following the original vote in March, President Barack Obama signed the provision into law as part of the larger legislation to avoid government shutdown. Rallies took place worldwide in May protesting the clandestine effort to protect the powerful companies from judicial scrutiny. I mean, here in America, we are so run by the criminals that we cannot even be allowed to know if we're being fed genetically modified foods. Support your local farmers markets. Grow your own food, because we're not going to vote people into office and change this. Unfortunately, it doesn't look like, because Monsanto and the rest of these gigantic corporations have so many of the politicians in their pocket. And this is just another example of this. You know, when I say that, people seem to act like I'm some kind of radical and I'm off on a tangent. Here's the facts. Look, the Monsanto Protection Act. Explain that to me. Explain that to me. Why they passed these type of bills and laws if they're not in the pocket of the corporations. Even if it has negative effects, we can't do anything about it. The Monsanto Protection Act. Quietly extended by Congress. And Farron has to go to Russia today to get some reporting on it, because your mainstream media is going to keep browbeating you over the head that America is such a great humanitarian, we need to go to war. Even though all the polls show the American people's against it, they could not care less. It's just like that Thurston Howell III from Florida. You know, his constituents, if they took a poll, an accurate poll, a real poll, are probably overwhelmingly opposed to the war. But he's for the war because most likely he's getting all of his donations from Halliburton and Raytheon, and he's in the bucket. I can't figure out why anyone would be have such a knee-jerk reaction to want to rush to war and kill women and children unless they have submitted to the greed of political power and are in the pocket of the corporations. That's sadly where we find ourselves at in America. The 12-year war in Afghanistan, 73% of the casualties have come during Obama's tenure as president. The Nobel Peace Prize winner, allowing 73% of the casualties and all the deaths in Afghanistan. 12 years ago today, this was written a couple of days ago, the Twin Towers were attacked. Four U.S. commercial airliners flew into them at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and a field in Pennsylvania. In the war that Congress authorized against Al-Qaeda. Breaks going to get me. We'll get it on the other side of the hour. Taking your phone calls all next hour. 1-800-313-9443. Call in if you'd like to join the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. Stay with me. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron.